USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The bipartisan committee meeting to determine the cost for border security has a Friday deadline to get an agreement that can pass both houses and be signed by President Trump to avoid another government shutdown. Committee member Senator Richard Shelby tells Fox News Sunday the cost and kind of a border wall is one issue, as is the number of beds the government needs to detain unauthorized migrants.
Time's ticking away, but we've got some problems with the Democrats dealing with ICE, that is, detaining criminals that come into the U.S.
The president wants $5.7 billion for his wall. The figure being discussed is reportedly $2 billion or less. Both women who accused the lieutenant governor of Virginia of sexual assault say they'd testify at any potential impeachment hearings. For Democrat Justin Fairfax, Fairfax is calling on the FBI to investigate the accusations against him and continues to proclaim his innocence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming says pulling American troops out of the Middle East prematurely is a bad idea. Cheney tells CNN's State of the Union host Jake Tapper the U.S. shouldn't be fooled by ISIS.
We can't be fooled into thinking, you know, if we just withdraw the troops now, we come home, ISIS won't reconstitute. We've got to ensure that we do everything necessary to prevent them from forming safe havens. We know that there are significant numbers of ISIS fighters still in Syria today, and we don't want to have to go back again. I think that would come at much greater cost of lives.
Cheney's comments come just days after the president praised the U.S. and its allies for progress in the fight against ISIS. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition forces have launched airstrikes against the last ISIS targets in Syria. After 14 months of negotiating, the Denver Classroom Teachers Association is out on strike Monday. It's the first time teachers are walking off the job since 1994, and these teachers are disappointed.
Disheartening. I thought we were coming closer to an agreement, and it seems like we got further away.
I'm anxious, scared, but I'm also angry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren made her White House run in 2020 official at a rally in her home state of Massachusetts Saturday, and soon after it drew some reactions based on her questionable claims of Native American ancestry. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
After Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren officially announces her 2020 White House bid on Saturday, President Trump responded on Twitter, ridiculing Warren's claims of Native American ancestry, calling her Pocahontas, and asking if she'll be running as the first Native American presidential candidate. He also wrote that he'd see her on the campaign trail, with trail in all caps. While President Trump is not apologizing for his tweets about Warren, actor Rob Lowe has issued an apology for a tweet he sent that said that Warren's candidacy, quote, would bring a whole new meaning to commander-in-chief.
No shortage of Democrats seeking the nomination for president. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, the latest to join the 2020 presidential race, and independent Senate colleague Bernie Sanders, expected to decide soon whether he'll join the race. Lindsey Vonn took a bronze in her last downhill world championship race in Sweden.
I wanted to end my career on a high note. I didn't want to crash, but I also wanted to risk everything. So it was just hard for me to manage those emotions. But I kept it together, and I did well enough for a bronze.
Vonn becomes the oldest woman to secure a medal at a world championship and the first female racer to have won a medal at six world championships. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.